Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
All right, everybody, praise the Lord. Hopefully, I got allergies galore, amen. I'm not sure who's with me right now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Cleophas.
Oh, Cleophas, my brother Cleophas.
All right, man.
Hey, what's going on? All right, so this is real life, real men, real talk, amen. I got my brothers coming on. I got brother Cleophas. I know that brother Tyrone should be joining us tonight. And Brother Elston, Brother Tony, we're going to continue to keep him in prayer. Amen. He will not be with us. Amen. But we're going to talk about one of the things that Brother Tony, Cleo, that you saw on the in the text that he put up with men of integrity, talking about integrity and world opposition and whatever else that you got like to talk about for this hour, man. We're going to just jump right into that. Okay.
Amen.
So what we're going to go ahead and get started. Let's go ahead and get started with prayer. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for how you have brought us a mighty long way, God. We thank you for being able to wake up to a brand new day this morning, God. It was nobody truly but you. So we present ourselves to you today, Lord Jesus, all day long as a living sacrifice, worthy to serve you, worthy and willing to submit ourselves to you. We give this broadcast today to you that you will come and have your way, Lord Jesus. Bless those, Lord Jesus, that are searching for answers, God. Give them answers, God. Allow us to say only the words that you, God, have in our spirit to say that we might bless somebody, that we might show them a more excellent way, that we might show them you, Jesus. We can show them that there is a bomb in Gilead, God. Allow us, as the topic says, continue to be men of integrity, God. Allow us, Lord Jesus, no matter what the world is doing, for us to stand still and see the salvation of you, for us to stand still and know that you are still on the throne, Lord Jesus. We pray and we give every part of this broadcast to you, the sound check, God, the broadcast, Lord Jesus, the network, Lord Jesus, from whatever country people might be listening to, we give it all over to you, Lord Jesus. We trust you and we believe you. We trust you and we believe you, and we will lean not to our own understanding, but we will lean on you, Jesus. We will trust you and believe you. We thank you for these brothers, God. We thank you for these brothers, Lord Jesus, men of integrity, men with a desire to seek after the things of you. Continue to bless us in our coming in and going out. We will forever give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So it's good to have the brothers on the line with me. I think Brother Elston, are you with us too?
I'm here.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Real quick, I just want to remind everybody about our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace, with Minister Vanessa Williams. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randis is every Thursday at 12 noon. Amen. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and Friends, sometimes at 7 p.m. on Fridays. Bread of Life with Reverend Ray is the first Sunday and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcast is Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones. Every first Monday at 7 p.m., The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McEwain is every third Monday of the month. Amen. At 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk was Ray Rose, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday, which is today at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call. Amen. The telephone number is 712-770-5505. SS code is 732-499. You can find out more about the different broadcasts and about the awesome hosts that we have on When Christians Speak Talk Radio by going to whenchristianspeak.com. Amen. We even have some podcasts that you can listen to from some days ago. Amen. Also, that we are listed as a 501c3 company. If you would like to sow a donation into us, okay, you can do so by going to whenchristianspeak.com. And there's a section that says donate now. Amen. We would greatly appreciate as we continue to do the work of the Lord to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ in all areas. The other thing that I got to mention is that we have a listener base in well over 130 different countries. Amen. And we are solid and for real about serving Jesus Christ. Amen. Without all that being said, I thank you again for those that are tuning in now and coming in on the phone lines and the different social media sites that we have. I thank you for joining us on this second Sunday with these mighty men of valor. Amen. Amen. So, brothers.
What's up?
What's going on, man? What's going on with
I want to know why you laughing.
I'm not laughing for no particular reason, bro. Elston, I got no reason to laugh, man. If you're talking about a gang, I haven't even watched TV, football, anything all day, man. So what's going on?
I asked why you was laughing. That's all. I mean, come on, man.
Okay, I know somebody sent me a text, you know, and they didn't say anything about the text, you know. I was trying to figure what they were talking about, you know. Oh. I didn't know, you know.
Okay.
Is it something I should know, Elston, or what?
No, I just asked why you were laughing. That's all I asked. That's all I wanted to know, why you was laughing. That's all.
I don't know what you're
trying to do.
Okay. All right. Well, by now you know that I laugh a lot, man. You know that. You should know that. I just love to laugh and everything. I don't know. You know, sometimes these things take place, you know.
All right.
I don't know. Sometimes these things take place. But while I'm talking to you, I am looking on the internet. I can't even talk anymore. And I see that the Cowboys won today. Or in the third quarter. So they got plenty of time. You know, anything can happen. You know, anything can happen. And I see that Washington lost today. So, therefore, my two Redskin fans here, I have something to laugh about, right? Well, they lost really bad, too, boy. But this is for all the payback of you calling me a Redskin fan, that brother. I remember that from last Sunday. You know that, right? Okay. I'm just saying, man.
Oh, you still there? I thought we lost you for a second. You still there?
Oh, boy. I see, brother.
Back now? Okay, all right.
Hey,
you
mad? Whatever, man.
Yeah, man, I think you cut off.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Whatever you say, man. It's, you know, it's all good. You know, I'm trying to figure out where Brother Tyrone is. I need some help here, you know. I feel like I'm by myself. Brother Tony couldn't be with us.
About what,
so.
Man? I'm not saying nothing. I'm just, you know, just asking questions, man. Just ask why you laughing. You went on this rant about Dallas and winning and Redskins lost. I just asked why you was laughing.
It's, okay.
Come on, man. Stay focused, brother. Stay focused.
Oh, I'm focused, man. I am. I just got a text. That's all I was saying. That's all I said.
Oh,
then I went into the other thing. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, where you at and stuff like that. I just got a text. I just need some backup.
Okay. Well, praise God. What you need backup? I'm the brother's keeper, man. I got you, man. You don't need to call Tyrone.
Don't call Tyrone. You didn't help me last month, man. Was it, last month when you threw me underneath the bus, talking about I was a Redskins fan, bro. You know, you got that conversation?
Mark,
uh-huh.
Putting those things on me, man.
Oh, there we go. Use scriptures. Okay, I got you. You're too funny.
I don't know.
But see it's not my mistake that our topic is and whatever else it has to talk about is talk about integrity, you know, and stuff like that. And like I said, when Tony sent us the message about what he had to talk about and stuff like that, I was like, huh, that's a good topic, brothers, considering what's going on all around us, you know. And got a couple of scriptures that I pulled out. One is from Psalms, the other one is from Proverbs, okay? And in Psalms 25 and 20 through 22, it says, "Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles." Out of all his troubles. In Proverbs, it says, Proverbs 20, verses 7, it says, "The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him." You know, so it says the just man walketh in his integrity. The children are blessed after him. With all this going on, we're not going to get political, nothing like that, but we got to call a spade. And everything, but with all this going on right now, there's a lack of integrity that are operating, not just in men, but in men and women. And for us as believers, man, I just feel that we need to, like you say, Elston, when you talk about to stay focused, I had to throw it back in there. We have to remain focused, man. We have to remain focused, and we have to keep our integrity and everything. So what do you brothers think about that? Oh, y'all got something else you want to talk about?
No.
No, I think it's a good and meaningful topic.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we all have to walk in a level of integrity and honor. It's kind of like like they used to say back in the day. You know, you can't talk out of both sides of your neck. You know, you can't.
Right. Right.
You can't say one thing to one group of people and then say something else to another group of people.
Right.
I think the Bible says that a double tongued man is unstable in all of his ways.
Yeah.
So, you know, a level of integrity just means that you know what you see, you know what I portray in public. I'm living that lifestyle consistently. You know, it's not just. You know, I'm one person when I'm around the saints, and I'm another person when I'm around, you know, people that aren't believers. So
right.
I got to maintain that same level of integrity at all times. You know, I got to let my light shine so that that people may see God. You know, and not just me, but you know, the whole goal is to win people to the Lordship of Christ. So. And people are always watching.
Right. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
When you think that you by yourself and you're out, you know, and somebody knows you and somebody's watching. So your integrity, and that's your level of integrity, man. Is you know, when you think nobody is looking, that you're still the same person that you portray when people are looking. I think integrity is a big part of it. And I think for so long, I think that's what gets people messed up about Christianity and Christians is, you know, they see me worshiping, raising my hands in church, but then when they see me in the street and I don't think I'm seen, they see somebody different, if that makes
right,
sense.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
So.
Amen. You know, while you was talking there, Brother Cleo, I was thinking about how sometimes, even for me in the past, I've done things in secret and didn't want nobody to find out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. And usually what happens, somebody ends up finding out about it anyway, you know, and stuff because, you know, somebody put the covers off and there you are, you know, and stuff like that. And a lot of times in those situations, we know what we're doing is wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we do it anyway when it's based off of lust or whatever. So this whole thing, when we start talking about integrity, especially as a believer, has to be more than just a word, but it has to be something that we live, like you were saying, you know. When we wake up in the morning, you know, we have to make sure that even our thought process, you know, has to be thoughts of integrity, you know, especially as believers, because the enemy is always going to come after us in different forms, but he's definitely going to come after your integrity. And the first thing, the question he's going to ask, well, where's your God now? You know?
Absolutely.
Where's your God now? Yeah. So,
you know, Brother Ray and Brother Elfin, I found that, you know, one of the biggest things that the enemy will come after is not your integrity. He comes after your identity.
Yeah.
Right. You know, if he can get you to question your identity in Christ about who you really are,
right,
then he can get you to do things that, you know, because that's where it all starts. It all starts in your thinking. You know,
right.
I was sharing with some of my coworkers in a sales environment. I was telling them, I said, you know, everything that we see physically, before it was ever manifested physically, it was in somebody's thoughts first. You know, whatever it is, you know, before a house is built, it's in somebody's thoughts first, and then somebody comes along, an architect comes along, and now they can extract those thoughts out and put them onto a piece of paper that says, this is what your house is going to be. And then the builders come along and they put that house, and now your thoughts have been put onto a piece of canvas, and now that canvas has manifested itself into the house that you live in. So our thoughts are so powerful, and it's important that we understand who we are and whose we are, and we live a life an integrity that says, you know, man, you know, I think Proverbs chapter, I believe it's chapter 9, maybe verse 10 or vice versa, it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So,
Amen.
You know, it's not that I'm afraid of the Lord, but I reverence him. I'm in awe of him. And that brings along wisdom where now I everything that I'm about to do, I put it up against the mirror and I put it up against God and I say, is this you, you know, for me? And so I think that's where integrity is built. And whether you're a believer or not a believer, you know,
yeah,
you know, I grew up, if you gave your word on something, that was your, you know, your word was your bond.
Right.
I tell you, I'm gonna do something. You know, that's, you know, you. I'm sure we all have often heard someone say, you know, man, you can set a clock to that guy's word. You know, if they tell you you're gonna be somewhere at a certain time, and they're there. You know, and so that's all part of integrity.
Right.
Okay.
Brother Elson.
I don't know. Dealing with integrity, it's you know, I always try to tell my son that you know, that you press to do the right thing, even when you know that people are not watching you. Like, there's some things you get away with where you know people are not going to see you. But you gotta put yourself in a position where the blessing of God comes from when you walk upright, even in privacy. Because what you do in the dark, you know, comes out in the light, whether it's negative or positive.
Right.
And God bless those openly that walk in integrity and private, doing stuff, even though you're doing the right thing, even though you know nobody's watching you. I mean, you know without a shadow of doubt. There's a possibility that somebody could be watching, but you know without a shadow of doubt that somebody could be watching you, that you operate in pure integrity. And I think people miss it because they so pressed get away with it that they will end up being more blessed and benefit if they operate in the in integrity, when they're able to do things even though nobody's watching me, even at their job, you know, from cutting corners, they just do what they're supposed to do. Because eventually it will come out into the open. So integrity for me is always doing the right thing, regardless if it doesn't feel right, or if it's, when I say feel right, meaning that your flesh is going against what you're trying to do because you're trying to do it right. I'm not trying to say for you to do things that's illegal against your moral values. But when you're able to do something and you're constantly walking in uprightness, if that's even a word, uprightness, or walking as a righteous man, even when you know people are not looking at you, that you're more concerned about what God thinks about you concerning what man thinks about you. And that's the key.
Amen. 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 Proverbs 27 again said, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Brother Tyrone, are you with us?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord, brother. I am so glad to have you, man. I'm just so good, y'all. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, God.
Yeah.
Amen.
For real?
That was a lie, bro.
Gangsta move right there.
The sound effects are working out for you, huh?
All right.
They're working out.
How long
for
you, man. That?
Huh?
A long time since years, huh?
Yeah, you know what? It's true to me. I have a lot of sound effects in the studio, but I don't really use it. But
No. A long time since y'all heard those claps and cheers.
It sounded like the Dallas Cowboys was winning on that one.
That's not true.
I was just hand clapping because you was on, man. Okay, it's been a long time. This has been on the broadcast. Man. I don't know what they're talking about.
It's a blessing, man. I thank God I was busy up until the moment I got on the phone tonight, and I told the party that I was with that I need to get on, and I thank God that I'm here. I got a testimony to tell, but I don't want to prolong the time. But I'm just thank God I'm here to be with you guys tonight, man. It's a joy. And
amen.
I heard you know, talking a little bit about integrity, man. And I tell you, that's being upfront. You know, if I'm going to be upfront with the Lord, and the Lord's going to be upfront with me, I got to be real in what I do and what I say and where I go and how I live. You know,
amen.
That's the greatest part about it. But I'm just thankful, man. I'm just thankful. God, I'm thankful, man. You know, you can't imagine to hear y'all voices, man. And, you know, I've been going through, but I'm coming out. My hands up. I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. I'm ready to praise the Lord. I'm ready to shout, ready to do the work of God.
And
I'm here tonight. Whatever, wherever you all at, I want to jump right in with you, and you know, we keep it going. You know, I could talk, but I don't want to. You know, I don't want to prolong the time.
Right, I could talk, man. Right, and we're not
gonna loose him and let him go. Loose
him. that's a message in itself.
Let him go. He on fire.
And let him go.
Was that for me, Brother Elson?
No. It's like, you know, I'm like, if you know, if he has something, to let him
yeah,
share.
Yeah, let him go. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Let him go.
Come on, man.
Put down your guards, man. It's not all about Redskins, man. You know, more than life about Redskins, man. Come on, man.
There is more than life. Thank God the Redskins. But in that Redskins.
Let it go, bro.
You forget. Okay.
Let it go, man. Come on, man.
Okay. All right. Okay. But I was trying to give you some time, you know, and everything like that. I was trying to give you some time
to
get back and everything like that for your testimony. But if you feel comfortable, you know, it's up to you. I don't want to be accused of holding anybody back or not letting anybody go.
I just want to thank God, man, because I never knew, you know, life was so beautiful, man. I mean, I never knew life was so good. I never knew the power of prayer until I realized what was done for me. And I thank God for everyone that I can name and that I can't name and people I don't know. But my wife, she let me hear on the phone the other night for the first time. It was a prayer phone call. And over 100 and something people was on that line, and they were all praying. And I know the scripture says the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. I know with the saints of God praying for me and the situation and the condition that I was in, I was considered to have been gone. I was considered to have been dead. They called it a deuce coma or whatever, however they want to name it. But I know I lost everything. All my muscles and everything just died out. But I know it was the prayers of the righteous. I knew the saints that were praying for me was what caused me to come back to where I am today. And I appreciate that. I thank God because I told some brothers on yesterday, I said, I thank God for before I got sick, I was saved. I was sanctified and had the Holy Ghost. When I went in, I had no idea that I was going to be in the condition that I was in. I had no idea I wasn't going to be woke for the next 13, 14 days. But I knew Jesus. I knew the Lord. And I never had a death experience. But that was, if it was a death experience for me, I was with the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't go in with no hung down head, and I didn't go up with a sad conscience. I went up rejoicing and praising, and I had a conversation with the Lord. And he just took me places. He showed me things. He spoke to me, gave me a word for the people. And I was just excited, man. I was just excited. And when I came through, and this is what I like about it that I heard. I didn't experience this myself, but I heard it on the day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost.
Come on now.
The Bible said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully, come.
Yes, sir.
They was all on one accord in one place, and suddenly something happened.
Come on now.
On the day of Pentecost, which was 14 days later, if I'm not mistaken, from the day that I went in the hospital, I was unconscious. But on the day of Pentecost, they say I woke out of my situation. I woke up. My vital signs had came back up. Muscles had begun to regain strength in the body. And they kept me for an additional 5 days in the hospital, moving to critical care. And they did that to see if I was aware and I knew what was happening. And all I could do was answer their questions, and they were so amazed at that I hadn't lost nothing. But I had gained a lot. So amen. I was alive, man. I was alive. I was great. Then they moved me into a rehab center for another 20 days. And while I was there, they would come in the room and ask me, what's wrong? I said, man, all I know to do is pray. I would cry out loud praying before the Lord, and people would start coming around just because we were praying. I said all that to say this. I went in saved. All I knew what to do was to pray. And God brought me through from the prayers of the saints. And I'm glad, man. I know a lot went on, but I'm so glad to be alive. I'm so glad to be well. I'm getting better. My strength is coming up even more, and I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful to God. And I tell you this, I'll tell you a little bit of this. I had an experience with the Lord. The Lord took me from this dimension that we're living in now. We see the atmosphere, we see the grounds, we see the earth that we walk on and the place that we live. Well, God took me higher than that. He took me above the earth, and I began to see every star that's in heaven that you look up at night and see. I didn't see them as a star. I saw them as angels of the Lord. Man, it was powerful. Whoa, I got calmed down. But it was powerful. I see them as angels of the Lord. And then he took me above that. And he took me through the pearly gates, through the streets that are paved with gold. He took me to where the celestial wall was there, and the throne of God was sitting on the other side, and I seen the glory of God. I seen the saints, I seen the angels, I seen the pastors, I seen bishops, I seen loved ones. But one thing he showed me when I walked into the pearly gates, the first thing he showed me was two young angels that looked just like my two granddaughters, two of my granddaughters. And the Lord spoke to me and said, don't ask for anything. And that was amazing for him to say that to me, because I didn't know what to ask for. I didn't know how to ask for anything, and I wasn't about to ask for anything. But the first thing he said as soon as I stepped in the door, well, don't ask them for nothing. And I went in, and I began to look around, and God began to show me all the saints, show me the bishops, show me the angels. And I looked at the head of the room that I was sitting in, and I'm still searching, man. I saw two big globes that was about 6 feet tall, maybe taller, and it was like they was pure as white, and it was like a big obelisk shape. These were two angels standing at the front of, right at God's, the gate to go in where God was at. And they opened up and spread their wings, man. That's what those seraphim angels. And when I saw that, man, I fell down. And just like you fall down to worship or pray, say, get up. And God said, whatever you need, whenever you want it, it's already here. And then he gave me the scripture about when I actually seen in action how King Uzziah would have died. And that's the thing that we're worshiping while we're here, as opposed to giving God our all. But once I got that out the way, God said, there's nothing here you want, nothing you ever want, nothing you ever need. Say, you look for a house, but I'm giving you houses. You look for money, but I'm giving you monies. Everything you need is always there. It's everywhere. You're healing. And God showed it to me like that, man, and I was so excited. I was just moving from place to place in the heavens, and I would see these angels, and they open up their wings, and where the Bible speaks of the wings that was full of eyes and that would see everything, and how they would fly only one direction. Man, I saw all of these things, and then I saw the saints of God standing in the line before the throne. And on the other side of the celestial glass, all I saw was the glory, the light so bright, man. Oh, hallelujah. And I said, man, I said, what is this? And God began to show me each saint. And I could see them one by one. I could see them one by one as they went through the pearly gates, went to where God was sitting on the throne, and whatever God spoke to them at that precise moment, they accepted it, and God had the next one to come up and up and up, lines and lines and lines. And I said, Lord, where am I? It was just so beautiful. I couldn't imagine it. And it's just so much more in there, man. I was just excited. And when I came back, when I came through on the day of Pentecost, I wasn't in no pain. I wasn't in no hurt. I wasn't in no doubt. You know, I didn't know nothing. I didn't know. I found out all what took place that 14 days, all the things that had happened. And I said, God, I'm glad that I was saved before I got sick. Because I believe if I wasn't saved, a lot of my friends, a lot of loved ones, a lot of people I know, during that time, God called them all home. They're gone. They went on to be with the Lord. They're gone. But he spared my life for a reason. When I came back through, when I came back, and after I went through the 14 days and the 5 days of in critical care, and I was able to really think where I was at, I realized I thank God that I was saved, because I knew I could have been gone, man. I knew I should have been gone. And I look at it now and I said, Lord, why me? And the Lord said, I got to work for you. I'm not through it. But God got work for not only me, but for us. And I'm telling you, man, you might say I think it's four or five of us that does this. You all have been doing it since I've been gone and you've been doing it. But this right here, it works. I'm telling you, man, someone asked me to minister on their Zoom page next Sunday, just speaking to men. And we talking today together, coming together like this, it matters. It makes a difference. And we need to push this as much as possible as we can, talking about the coming of the Lord, souls being saved, delivered, and healed, and win souls to the Lord just by communicating with each other, just by talking like we're talking. We got a work to do. God has showed it to me. I'm telling you, I can't stop. But they won't let me. My family won't let me. Lord knows. I don't try to get out. They won't let me. They won't let me go. And I have to be obedient to them. I thank God for my wife, man. I tell you guys, you brother, your wives, man, thank God she stuck with me, man. She stuck with me. She stuck with me. And I'm telling you, it's just a lot I can say. God told me just a few nights ago in a dream. I'll tell you two dreams right quick. The first, I'm going to make this short. This is how short it's going to be. The first dream that God told me when I was so eager and ready to just get back out there and work for the Lord spoke to me in a dream and said, not yet, son. Just those three words. Took me through the whole dream, but at the end of the dream, he said, not yet, son. And I was getting ready. I was in a dressing room at the church getting my clothes on. And it took me a long time to get them on. And my former pastor was out there and said, we're going to bring Pastor Rose out. He's going to minister to us. And I got the suit on, and they didn't fit me like I wanted them to fit me. Then it took me about another hour and a half to 2 hours to try to get my shoes on. I was just wanting to get out there. And the pastor again said, he's coming very shortly. It took me a little while to get my shoes on. And I went out there, and the church was packed out. I went out there, and everybody had gone home. And I went up to the altar, and I held my hands up, and God said to me, just as plain as I'm talking to you guys, he said, not yet, son. He said, not yet, son. And I said, Lord, I'm ready to do your will. He said, not yet, son. Then weeks later, which was approximately last week, I was laying in the bed. My wife was downstairs. I was upstairs sleeping. I woke up, and the Lord gave me this song. I'm going to put on God's uniform one more time. I'm going to preach God's name. God, and since I did that, man, God showed me about his uniform. God showed me about putting on the full armor of God, getting prepared to go and deliver his word or whatever I have to do. And I've been preparing myself, and I've been getting myself ready, but I'm not going until God said go. But I said I'm going to put on God's uniform. There's a song he gave me. I done wrote the words to it. My wife done put the music to it, and they done put words to it to make it sound good because I'm not a singer, but I'm ready. I tell you, I'm really ready. I want us brothers to be encouraged, man. Hey, we got to bind ourselves together. We got to give it to get out of here. The world is looking for answers. We as men of the gospel, we got a word to give them, whether it be long, short, whether it be loud or soft, we got a word to win the lost souls. And God brought it to the point, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to stop because I could go on. But I was sitting on my back porch yesterday, and God had a friend of mine that pulled up, and my mechanic, actually, and he had a young lady in the car with him, and he, of all the people he knew, he came to me in my sick condition. I wasn't well, but the power of God is just on us. Know that the power of God is with you, man. Know that the power of God is all. He said, I'm with you always. Say, I never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always, even unto the end of this world. God told me in a dream, oh, Lord, I'm going too fast. But he told me in a dream, he said, if you want to ask anybody, ask him. Don't ask nobody for nothing. But he said, ask and it shall be given. And I said, Lord, who do I ask? He said, who gave you the word? And I said, you, Lord. He said, ask me and I'll give you everything you need, man. He says nothing you want that you don't is not already there. God showed me, oh man, he showed me about the Ark of the Covenant. He showed me what's in it. He showed me what we have. He showed me the glory that's around you when you walk, when you think you're alone, you're not alone. He showed me when you reach out to touch and heal somebody, the power of healing is already there. When you speak to somebody, when I spoke to somebody yesterday, I'd never seen a day in my life. He said, man, she's in a situation that her trials and tribulations are getting her down. Soon as I opened my mouth and began to speak the word of God to her, she broke down right there in the car. And I said, God, this is what you want me to do. We got to be ready. Man, I'm going to stop. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. But, man, we got a work to do. Don't take it lightly what we're doing over this Internet. People are coming in because they're looking for answers. They're looking to hear from a man. God is looking to bless the men to stand up and be men and tell the truth, man. Spread this gospel. We got to do it. We got to do it, man. We got to do it. It's a charge on your life. You say you holy, be holy. Good God Almighty, let me stop.
Come on.
Come on, man. I'm telling you, man, if we righteous, be righteous. Men, be men. We got to lift up our heads, O we gates, and be ye lifted up, we everlasting Lord, in the kingdom of glory shall come in. I'm stopping. But, brethren, I love you, man. I appreciate you. I thank you for your prayer. You know, but it's no time for looking back, taking down, giving up, all that's behind you. You know, you're strong in the Lord. You're strong, and the Bible said when you're strong, do what? Strengthen your brother. Don't just encourage him, but pull him and talk to him and find out where he's at, where they're at, and strengthen them. Brother, let's pray together. Brother, let's talk about it. Brother, let's get it fixed. Let's not let the sun go down and we're not right with God because you don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. You don't know it, man. And God, I went in saved, I went in sanctified, I went in filled with the Holy Ghost. I had different brethren on the Internet, so they went in and they had this experience with going to hell and dealing with the devil there and then the Lord taking them up to heaven. And I said, man, that's powerful. But I didn't have that experience. I went in and all I remember was going up, rejoicing, praising God. We're scrum, man. God want us to work. Man, y'all pray for me, man. I'm sorry I went so long. I didn't want to go that long. But
man, don't apologize. I'm
like a, I'm like a donkey on an edge, but I'm fired up for the Lord. You know, I pray, I fast, I testify, I took the keyboard out and told my wife, get on the keyboard, let's play some music. I said, you know, we keeping the church doors open. The church
yes,
is in our heart. That's why I tell people the church it's not in the building. You know, the building
sir.
the Bible said it's not gonna be one stone left upon the other. But your heart's gonna be where God wanted to be. God bless you, man. I love you guys, man. Brother Ray, Brother Roy, whatever, however, all of you brothers, man, I appreciate you. I want you to know, hey, I'm with you guys, man. I'm with you. God bless you, man. I'm just stopping. My wife's looking at me, and she's got that little nod, you know, so I'm stopping. I bless you, and I feel good. Hallelujah.
Bless you, sir.
Yes, sir. Man, I never felt so good.
Glory to God.
I don't even see life. We see life. I see life in a total different way. Life. I see the glory. I see life. Glory and life all over the place. The grand. I spoke to some people last week, and I'm gonna stop again. And the Bible just said, "Look up." That's what I told him. I said, "Stop looking down. Stop looking to the left. Stop looking to the right. Stop looking behind. Stop looking in front of you. But look up, for your redemption draws nigh. God is getting ready to come, and we gotta be ready, man. Oh man, love you, man. I stopped. I'm putting the phone down." I'm letting go. I'm boxing off the phone.
You can't let it go.
No. Said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I.
Glory to God. I feel like running. I feel like shouting. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I told the devil, I said, you should have killed me when you had a chance.
Wow.
I said, God spared my life for a reason. You think I'm going to shut up now?
Come on, man.
Once God gives my 100%, y'all ain't seen nothing, man. I'm telling you. Y'all ain't seen nothing. She said, calm down. I'm stopping again. I'm through. Hallelujah. They say, let
God.
The church take it. I'm saying, amen. Amen and amen.
What a word. I want to see y'all, man.
Man, just hug you. Just let you know, man, that you're a man of God. That's where I'm at right now.
Come on, brother.
Maybe you can put some of that in me. I want some of that. You should change the picture on your on the page that I look at and show us, brothers, man. We all in a circle. We're strong. Man, because I'm telling you, people are listening and watching and wanting a way out, and we got the word to eternal life within us. We need to give it to them, man. Go ahead, Reverend Ray. Do your thing. I'm going to be fine.
I don't know what to say after that, bro. Whatever, say it's like fire. It's like fire.
Right.
That's right. There's two different places that you can speak to.
I want what he got.
You want what?
Man.
I want some of what
Amen.
He got.
Amen.
You got it. You got
if
it,
get,
brother.
Lay hands on me.
Believe it, you got it.
Yeah.
Praise
God.
Woo!
Amen. Thank you, Brother Tyrone. Awesome testimony, man. I was trying to get them to do it next month, but I guess the brothers of the Lord said otherwise. Bless God.
Yes, sir.
You know, and stuff. So that was a good testimony. We definitely going to keep you lifted up in prayer, you and your family, amen, and stuff like that. For those that don't know, he didn't really speak out what it was and stuff, but he had contracted the canola virus. Amen. And it was, but look at God now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to continue to keep those that are going through or have side effects from it, and and in front of families that have lost loved ones because of it. You know, and for those many ones that I've seen on social media that sometimes listen to the broadcast, I'm telling you right, this is not fake news. Okay, yeah. We're not getting political, but this is nothing. There's nothing fake about this virus. Okay,
fake news.
Yeah, man. Because you know, I had someone told me that I watch CNN and something too much, and I said, and my response to them, I said, unless you have been through it yourself, or someone in your family has been through it, you don't have the right to call it fake anything. Okay?
No.
All right. Yeah. Because you ain't been through it, you know? But it's easy to say you fake news and you doing living your life and nothing is happening. But until you experience it, then it's a whole different story. You know?
That's right.
It's a whole different story. When you experience it or you know someone that experienced it, you know, for yourself, then you look at it and treat it with the respect. And stuff like that, of a virus, you know. I mean, we don't, as believers, we don't have any fear of anything, you know. We don't fear nothing, but we also have wisdom, okay. We can have faith and wisdom and everything, you know. And Brother Tyrone was speaking. He's been my brother all my life. I know that's cool.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He's been a brother of my life, and I've watched him over the years. And our topic when we started off was talking about integrity, you know.
Yeah.
And he definitely has been one that I've watched and looked over and watch how he lives his life and speak. That's why we have to watch. We watch and see how people live their life. You can say anything.
That's right.
Yeah, you can have all the apostles, the bishops, the names, even the doctor apostle name behind you, but do you have any integrity? You know, what kind of relationship do you have with Jesus Christ? What do you like? What do you like when you go inside your house? You know, this month is domestic violence month. You know, what do you do with your wife and your children? And so, are you a domestic wife beater? You know, do you verbally abuse? And all that kind of thing. What about your integrity inside your house? You know, what about the integrity
right.
at your house and everything?
That's
so
right.
We're day and time and everything that we just gotta seek after the things of God, man. What we doing, brother, this is no joke. What we doing every time we open up our mouth to declare the wondrous works of the Lord, the enemy is going to be upset. You know,
right.
the world is against us and everything we say and do. But as Josh said, I think it was Josh, he said, but as for me and my house,
yes, sir.
We serve the Lord.
We're going to serve the Lord. You know, I don't want to take up too much time.
Satan is angry right now because
yes, he is.
Brother Tyrone has given a testimony, and I feel it by the Spirit of God that somebody that was listening was delivered.
Yeah,
I sense it by the Spirit of God that somebody that was listening has been delivered.
Yes,
and been snatched out of hell and placed into our God's marvelous light by this man. What he went through was not for him.
Right.
It was for somebody else. God spared your life so that you would have a testimony to deliver somebody else, to show somebody else the mercy of God. The love of God, the kindness of God, the strength of God, all
yes,
of that. It's like when that blind boy had been blind all his life, and Jesus came and healed him, and all the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they wanted to know who healed him and how did he get healed. And was he really blind? And the boy said, I don't know what happened. All I know is this man came, and now I got sight. I didn't have sight before, but I got it now. And why did he do it? He did it so that the glory of God would be revealed. And I'm excited just thinking about the impact that this is having on someone else. And that's what we do this for. That's the only reason I signed up for this. It wasn't to get my name out titles mean absolutely nothing.
That's right, brother.
1 Corinthians chapter 13 talks about it. The love chapter. It talks about it, man. Oh, I speak with the tongues of angels, and I have all this excellency of speech. If I don't have love, I have nothing.
You have nothing. Nothing at all.
Yes, sir.
Sound and breath and a tinkle of something.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man.
I heard this word today, and it's really stuck in my craw, or really stuck in me, not in my craw, stuck in me. It you know, blessed me. And it says, what I do today, I will live in tomorrow.
That's right.
And we started this conversation off talking about integrity. And it's, again, what I do today, I will live in tomorrow. God gives us everything in seed form. So he gives me a seed today. If I don't do anything with this seed that he gave me, this seed that he gave me was designed not for today. It was designed for another time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
And see,
right.
Brother Tyrone, you have sown, and we had this conversation, you have sown some seeds, bless God, in the bag.
Oh, yes.
That protected you in this season.
Yeah. That's right.
You were faithful to God over here in this season.
My
and what
God.
You did over here protected you so that you could be here on today and give that testimony.
Yes, sir. Man, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, man, it's just, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing, man. Woo, glory to God.
Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Man. Brothers, I feel like praising the Lord. I feel like it. I sing a song. I ain't going to talk, man. I'm just going to listen. Y'all guys go ahead, man, because Lord knows. I'm just excited, man. That's just exciting. But I tell you this. I sang a song in church, and we sing it today when we did our little broadcast this morning. And the song just simply said, I love to praise him.
Yes.
I love to praise his name. And that's it, man. That's it. And people ask me, say, Pastor Rosie, you ain't got to, you know, go out like you do like you did before, but just give him a praise in a different way. I don't know no other way until God showed me. I don't know no other way, man. I don't. I try to do things differently. I try to calm myself, and I just get, it's just like now when the anointing of God comes upon me, man, when God's words get stirred up in me, man, I just got to let it out. I can't contain it. It's so powerful, man. You don't want to keep it to yourself, man. When you see souls being saved here, delivered, when you speak to different people and you know it's the voice of God that's reaching them, man, you know God is doing something, man. I'm sorry. I told y'all I ain't going to get spotted no more. But I pray that one day, Reverend Ray, you the one that can make it happen. I pray that one day I come up there, we all come and get with one of our churches and just get in there and have a good old sanctified Holy Ghost filled landslide from glory service. And
yes, sir.
Man, we meet and greet one another face to face, and we bring everybody in we can with us, and we'll see and experience the hand of God move upon the whole congregation of people at once through our prayer. And I'm telling you, it can happen, man. It can happen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let souls come to the... We did... I'm going to say this and I'm going to stop. We did a funeral. My brother Ronnie, his son died a few years ago. And I had a whole lot of my cousins was there. I think Big Teddy was there. I think you were there, Buck. I think
what did he call you, Ray?
Yeah,
Ray
yeah,
was there.
Ray, what you call Ray?
We preached a message, and after we called the altar. And normally I would look for maybe one or two people to come up there. But when I called that altar that day, and that was years ago, I think about
full.
20 men, 20 boys and girls and women came up there. And immediately I said, come on, preachers and pastors in here, come on, help me pray. Don't you know 5 or 6 years later, I had a young man come to me and say, I was at that funeral when y'all prayed, and I got delivered, and I'm good, I'm holding on today. And I said, man, that's what it's going to take. You know, we are brethren. We bind ourselves together. We pray up on some people. God's going to save, man. I know it. God's going to break through. And it's going to be because we're together, because we're praying, and we believe God to do it, man. I just see it. I just see it, man. I just see it happening. This right here, what you're doing, Reverend Wade, great, well, Reverend Roy, God put it in your heart.
Somebody call me Roy, man.
I got to give it to you as it comes to me. You put it in your heart to get it done, and it's being done. And you might think, I want to encourage you, because it might seem like you're not getting nowhere with it, but you'd be surprised.
Yes, sir.
I got people in New York that have told me, well, you know Reverend Ray, Reverend Ray that calls me all the time. He said, man, I'm enjoying every moment of your brother's broadcast, and he's telling his congregation of people. And then I got people in other parts of New York that's calling me and telling me, it's spreading. It's getting out there. We got to keep going.
Praise God. I love it, man.
I'm tired up and ready.
Amen.
We need to go maybe put another hour on it, far as I'm
concerned. Amen. Well, we don't have another hour. It is too late for me to add an hour to that, brother. But thank you for all of that. Amen. And then somebody, thank you for your testimony. But what we're going to do right now, we're going to turn it over to Elston. I want to go ahead and give him anything else you want to say. And I'm also asking him to close us out in prayer. But Brother Tyrone, thank you for that, man. Thank you for the word.
Yeah.
Thank you for all that God is doing in your life, man. I look at you and I think you are a miracle, man. You know, everything. There were some scary moments there for a second, but I say, look at God, you know.
Yeah.
You know, look at God. And, you know, we let me be quiet because I want Elston. Go ahead, Elston, finish up for me, please.
I don't have anything else. I'm good.
Ahead.
I mean,
okay.
Pastor Tyrone said it all. I mean, is that I wouldn't do anything well if I tried to say anything on top of that. The word has spoken.
Yes, sir.
God has spoken. After God speaks, what else can you say after that?
That's right.
Amen.
But if the word is spoken, I have nothing else. I'm through.
Okay. You empty.
And about Dallas, I messed up on that.
Oh man, I didn't mean to mess up nothing, bro. I don't like speaking. I get carried away. I can't control it.
You messed something up, man. You did what needed to be done. That it needed to be done. It needed to be said. We needed to hear that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why would you
think
nothing?
There's no jokes about it. Nothing to joke about, man. The word went forth. God has spoken, but we just got to take heed to what the word of God that you spoke through us, man. That was prophetic.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Man, I receive that. So,
but
you know,
God.
Can't top that. You can't do anything with that. But
right.
just do what the word says. Now go you therefore.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Well, brothers, we are out of time. And, but like I said, I'm going to ask Brother Elston if it's okay, if you can close it out and everything. We can get out. Again, I thank you, everything. Amen. God bless.
Sure. Ray, you know, I'm normally obedient to when you ask me to pray, but I really think that Pastor Tyrone should pray us out.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I was trying to, because you sound like you're getting winded over there, Elston. That's why I was trying to, you know.
I really think he should. It's on him, man. He has a mantle, man. Just let him continue on with it. I'm, you know, it's not about me. It's about
man. No, I'm talking about him. Him getting with it. I was worried about that.
I'm sorry.
But,
okay.
Yeah, not you. Yeah, you're about
to. I'm all right.
But you,
I'm all right.
If you're okay, man, you can pray us out, bro. But I was trying not to, you know, because you spoke a lot, you know, and I was trying not to put too much on you.
That's what I'm weary of. Is, you know, I pray I said, God, I want to step out till I'm 100% because I know how the Lord uses me. But nevertheless, to dismiss, it's, I don't know if many churches say it or dismiss, but we just dismiss in our church with a few scriptures, and one in particular is Lord bless us. So I'm going to pray, and I'm going to end with that. Father God, okay. We thank you for how you have blessed this communication with the brothers. We thank you for this little service that has gone over the airways and highways. God, we pray that you continue to keep us and shield us and protect us, lead us, God, and direct us. Bless each and every brother, even on tonight, that's on this airway with us. And bless the ministers, we, the brethren that speak. We pray that you bless us and keep us looking up to the hills from which cometh our help. Keep us on one accord. Keep us in one mind. Keep love alive in our hearts. Oh, God, we pray that you do this thing for us. God, we pray that you strengthen us where we may be weak. Strengthen us, God, where we can be strong in you. And, oh, God, help us to reach out and grab somebody. Give them the word of God. Give them the plan of salvation. Oh, God, and pray that we just love everywhere we go. We ask you to do these things for us in the precious name of Jesus. We dismiss by saying, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from the other. We want the church, we want the brother, we want everybody that can hear us say, let us all say amen and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Again,
you've
been listening
to one. I love
you guys,
man. I love y'all.
Amen.
Y'all take care.
Amen. Again, you've been listening to Christian Speak Talk Radio. This has been R3. I want to say to my brothers, I love them. Alston, you still there? I love you, bro. I know, I think he hung up on me. But I want to say to my brothers, I love you. This has been R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, Men of Integrity. And we had a wonderful testimony of a brother, Tyrone Rose. You'll be able to listen to this broadcast in its entirety, probably in about 15 minutes. Please share. By all means, share. God bless you. And we'll see you next month. God bless. Amen.
God bless.
God bless.